Well, well, well. If it isn't the Bumper Podcast, the once every 3 or 4 weeks podcast that happens sometimes. Exciting news. We got a little microphone that plugs into the computer so that as I'm sitting in the car, I don't know if you listened to the last episode. It was so long ago. I barely remember it myself. But I can sit in the car and try to record these things because the issue being I'm sitting in my car a lot. I don't have access to the studio back at headquarters. And so I...
Hey, Bumpica! What's going on, kid? Hey,
everybody, everybody, it's my friend Pig. Aloysius J. Pig. What's going on, Aloysius J. Pig?
Yeah, it's a great song and everything. I was wondering about this new recording schedule. Do I still get paid the same amount?
Wait, what? You get paid to do the bumper? I didn't know that. Who's signing those checks?
Well, as you can imagine, Natty, it's I, Rufus T. Rufus that actually comes in and signs the ledger, the accounting, that does the balancing of the books, as it were. And I am in charge of human resources.
What?
As well,
we
as
have human resources.
Accounting.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, the legal department.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As I do that as well, and I got my fingers in a lot of pies, as it were.
Well, cool. So, I mean, I guess that begs the question: if Pig is getting paid, uh-huh, does that mean that, like, I get paid as well?
Well, that's a terrific question for you to ask. I don't know if you've looked at your contract lately, but what we're paying you with is experience. We're paying you. This is a high-profile gig, as they say, and that means you're getting a lot of eyeballs, a lot of ears on your product, which means you get to promote yourself, you understand? So are you getting paid? Yes, in so facto, you are getting paid long-term. This is a long game of getting your name out there for people to go and then purchase whatever products you have or whatever it is.
Honestly, Natty, you got the best of both worlds. You get to come on the Bumper Podcast, you get to do your thing, and then people, everybody out there, everybody in the world, they're like, oh, Natty Bumper Car, I gotta go get me some of that Bumper Car, whatever, you know, your, what is it, your yogurt, whatever?
Yum, yum.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's really getting your name out there. Well, and that's worth more than any money could ever buy you, I would think.
I kind of disagree. I mean, I kind of see what you guys are saying. That seems to happen a lot with artists and comedians, like whatever kind of, you know, like entertainers, where people are like, hey, you want to come do my show? And you're like, yeah, sure. You know, what does it pay? And they say, oh, this is a non-paying gig, but just think of all the exposure you're gonna get. And you're like, exposure doesn't buy me any tacos.
Now, hold on a second. As I just heard you say, if you'd like to be paid in tacos, then we can certainly cut back on some of the exposure, because, you know, we do promote this, and maybe work that out with a chimichanga, a chalupa, something like that, a little taco action, a burrito, maybe a, I don't know, a chalupa, a quesadilla. I know we could do that as well. I know we had an entertainer that we used to pay in quesadilla, and he was very happy with the deal.
See, I know that my contracted lunch is actually provided, and
wait,
you're talking about all this food. If I could get just a plate of nachos today,
wait,
I would very much appreciate it.
Are you kidding me? You get lunch and you get paid? This is how Who did your contract? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's the Bumper Podcast. I am Natty Bumper Car, and so it's named after me, and
here we go. Always comes back to the name. Listen, Natty, you gotta pay the talent. And everybody knows that I'm the talent. I can make a little song. I could do a little dance. I could tell a couple jokes.
Okay, I do jokes.
Everybody's here for Pig.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I guess a lot of people are here for me too, probably. I mean, like, for instance, we've been recording so infrequently that I have all kinds of cool, fun stories. Like, I could talk about Halloween.
Yeah, so Halloween already happened. And so people aren't going to be interested because it was a while. It was, you know, it was last week. So it's like, that's old news. So you got to maybe think of something else.
What about, what about, I don't think I told anybody about when we lost the computer and what a big, you know, deal that turned into and how crazy that was for a few days, right?
Yeah, it feels like that was like a year ago and maybe more. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I think we can agree on that, right?
I don't think it was quite that long ago. But it, I mean, I guess it was a little while ago, but it was such a crazy story that I thought that people might want to hear it, or I don't know. I could talk about, like, the outdoor comedy shows that I've done a few, right?
I don't want to step on your toes, but it's kind of like a whatever floats your boat type of situation, bumper car. Me, you know, I like to take every opportunity, every show to kind of, you know, I call it, I say, kick out the jams, raise the roof. I don't like to rehash. I don't like to go back in time. I like to look forward in time, if you understand.
Okay.
A little Pig progress is what I'm all about.
Okay. Yeah. You really have you've deflated me. You've taken the wind out of my sails here, Aloysius. I forgot to tell you, too. There are some people who have missed you and are asking me how you have been doing.
Somebody's asking you about me? Yeah, I hope you're not telling, you don't talk, what do you say? Because I know I'm interested in that, which we're in a whole new world right now. Who exactly is asking you about me?
I mean, based on your current reaction, I don't think I feel like giving out any names, but just people who are concerned, they haven't seen you. You just abruptly stopped doing hanging out with Pig and Pals, and, you know, because we haven't been recording the podcast as often, like, people are just kind of just like, where's Pig? Haven't seen Pig. And that's really all they ask me. It's not anything beyond that. It's just basically like, where is Pig? Is Pig okay? We miss Pig.
Now, I believe I can step in here. Pig is currently under contractual remitigation for hanging out with Pig and Pals, and we're trying to figure out how to bring the show back because we understand that it was beloved as in the community, in the whole world. Somebody once said it brings a light to the day in the darkness, and especially now that, you know, it's dark when you wake up and it's dark when you go to bed. We need more light. We need more Aloysius, we need more, I don't know, all the other little friends that come along. There's, I don't know, Timmy, maybe, Zippy, Phil. I don't know the names necessarily, but, you know, there's like a horse, a frog, whoever it is, but a lot of dinosaurs, I remember that.
Yeah, there's a lot of dinosaurs.
But anyway, we're working behind the scenes to see what we can get done, okay?
I love Rufus, the names. I don't think you even got one right. You're like, oh, you know, we got Marshmallow, we got Animal Cracker, we got Shampoo. You're just making up random things.
Oh, I love Shampoo.
I like Zippy and Skippy.
No,
those
are good ones,
I think.
Well, then that makes me happy, and I think maybe that. And also, people missed you. Because you were doing the open mic. You were sneaking in at the end of the open mic when it was virtual into the Cedar Bean show. And that hasn't been happening virtually lately. And so people have been missing you there, too. So, I mean, you were really out there for a while, Pig. And feels like you've kind of pulled back a little bit, which is totally understandable. You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, she's like an eating thing. Like you say, I eat too much food.
No, that's not what it was at all. I was just saying you have a lot that you're responsible for. Maybe? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Anyway.
Cool. So listen, Bumper Car, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you got this cool new microphone that we can try to do shows with. So hopefully you can start doing more shows. Then people will get more pig, which will make more people happy. I don't know who's responsible for getting my lunch today, Rufus, but nachos would be nice. With some black olives, some cheese. No sour cream, please. It makes the chips kind of yucky. Guacamole, I do like that. A couple of onions, you know. Tomatoes, some, what's it called? Picante? No, it's salsa. Picante? What am I thinking? What's picante?
I don't know.
You know how I like it. Just my normal order.
So
please.
I guess if we're doing lunch orders, that I'm actually pretty hungry as well. So I would love to get in on this, Pig. It was great talking to you, and I.
So Natty, you actually remember you don't get lunch on your contract. You don't get nothing. You get nothing. Zero.
Okay.
Zilch.
Okay.
Nada. All right. So maybe you can share off a pig's plate or get something else.
Okay. So I guess no lunch for me, but nope. I'm glad we just recorded an episode. I hope you're doing well. We've missed you tremendously. Please stay safe. Keep social distancing. Keep wearing masks. Wash your paws. Wash your claws. Wash your hands. Woman and man, we got to get through this. And the only way we're going to get through this is together. Bumper Podcast!
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.